So I was back in my old accounting office, except it was all weird. And I was getting this performance review from Mr. Wiederspan, only, like, he wasn't Mr. Wiederspan. He was like a woman or a cat. And it was saying, "We have reviewed your performance and have found it to be flaccid and disappointing." And that's when I realized I wasn't wearing any pants. And then I was on the roof, and Carmelita flew by. So I ran to the edge of the roof, and I jumped. But I didn't have my wings on. And that's when I woke up screaming. Crazy, huh?
The meaning is very clear, Arthur. Always wear pants, always wear your wings, and don't fall for Carmelita.
Sounds to me like he already has.
Wow, we made great time. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't...
Don't worry about that. This is one of Dad's inventions. The disposable roadster.
Wait, Eatlon. Here, Eatlon. We'll only Eatlon be a minute, Eatlon. Hurry, Eatlon.
Question. Why would ancient Aztecs be going to the movies? Answer? Forthcoming.
Dear my darling, it's been so long, so very, very long. Every second has seemed like a minute. Every minute like an hour. Every hour like a day.
Yeah. Day. Mushy.
Dick, what are you doing here?
Hi, Arthur. Like Carmelita.
What are you doing here? You're following us.
No. I was following a gang of Aztec warriors.
Oh, that is so lame.
Shh.
We'll talk about this later. Go away. Now.
Ah, Arthur, it's so sweet the way he checks up on you.
Yes, I know it. And you've been so very, very far from me. Every inch has seemed like a foot. Every foot like a yard. Every yard like a furlong. Every furlong like a mile. Every mile.
I see her, Eatlon. Wait, Eatlon. There's two of her, Eatlon.
Carmelita.
Yes, Arthur?
Can I get you some popcorn?
She's getting up, Eatlon. Get the net, Eatlon.
Love under siege. Where's the siege, Arthur?
I'm ignoring you, Dick. Aztec warriors.
Take cover, my love. Messerschmitt's at 3:00.
Get out!
Ancient peoples, Lego, my partner!
Oh, she's got a boyfriend. Hey, down in front.
Sorry.
That doesn't. You pushed me over the edge. Prepare to be conquered! Sorry, citizen.
Help! Help me!
Airport, Eatlon! Step on it, Eatlon! The Luftwaffe stole my girlfriend!
The Aztec stole my sidekick!
Thank you.
You came real close. And at least now we know where they're headed.
Yeah, but that was the Red Eye Express. No more flights till tomorrow.
Don't be so sure.
Eatlon. We're back, Eatlon. You brought her all the way in that, Eatlon?
But you said, Eatlon.
That's no way to treat Carmelita. She's one of us. Release her at once.
Carmelita, it's been 15 long years, and I never stopped thinking about you. You were beautiful. You smelled nice. And you didn't throw like a girl.
Let go of me!
Carmelita? Ooh, the years have not been kind, Itlan, to you, Itlan.
Not Carmelita. What? Who are you people?
What Itlan is with this fat rabbit guy, Itlan?
A Wally man? It's the costume, Itlan. There were two of them.
Fat rabbit!
She was wearing the same thing, Itlan. It was dark.
Silence, Itlan! You, Itlan. What were you doing, Itlan, with Carmelita Vatos, Itlan?
Nothing. We were just watching a movie.
A movie, Itlan? Were your parents there?
What? Well, of course not.
Then it was a date, Itlan.
You're her boyfriend.
Take this wuss to the dungeon, Itlan.
What, Itlan, are we going to do, Itlan, with him?
What, Itlan, would the ancients do, Itlan? We'll consult the book.
Itlan.
Incredible. Did you know the Aztecs were sun worshippers and they used chocolate beans for money? Come on, how tough could they be?
This doesn't sound right. Where are you getting all this from?
This amazing book I bought at the snack bar when we stopped for gas in Texas.
Look, there's another Aztec ruin below. I'm bringing her in.
They could make eclipses with their minds. They kept fire-breathing monkeys as pets. Man, those Aztecs did everything.
Oh, empty.
A slow night in Aztec City.
Hola, amigos. What is it that you seek?
Who's that guy?
I am Cordoroy Cordova, man of mystery, and night watchman here at the park.
We're looking for a bunch of Aztecs.
Then I'm afraid you are 400 years too late. There are no more Aztecs in Mexico.
Yes, there are. They kidnapped my best friend last night.
Oh, those Aztecs. I hate those guys. Always with the Itlan. Oh, how annoying.
You know them?
Sí. They are always stealing things from the ruined snack bar at night.
Wait a minute. I thought you said there were no more Aztecs.
Oh, these are not real Aztecs, amigo Azul. They are, how you say, falsos, Aztecos nuevos. Just a bunch of jerks who pretend to be Aztecs.
Well, do you know where they live?
See, I will show you on the map. It's not far by plane.
Come on, Chum, let's go.
Tick, you called me Chum, just like you call Arthur.
No, I didn't. I said Carm for Carmelita.
You said Chum. Tick, that is so sweet.
Sidekicks don't kiss. You're so not Arthur. You dress like Arthur. Oh, yeah, you're soft like Arthur. But you curve in all the wrong places.
Okay.
Rise and shine, Itlan, geek.
Why?
We've consulted the ancient tomes, Itlan, and decided your fate, Itlan.
What have you weirdos done to me?
We've prepared you for marriage, Itlan.
I sent for Carmelita, Itlan, with the intention of making her my bride, Itlan.
So since you're so fond, Itlan, of impersonating her, a bride, Itlan, you shall be, Itlan.
You know, I get it now. I get it. This is another dream. Yeah, yeah. Oh, am I wearing pants this time?
As punishment, Itlan, for insulting the king, Itlan, on what should have been his wedding, Itlan Day, we will marry you to the lowest creature in the jungle, Itlan. And offer you both up to our god, Itlan.
We're gonna feed you to the sun.
There's the crater.
And there's this secret city.
Let's go, Wally! Run away! Hey, hey! Let's go, Wally! Run away! Hey!
I now pronounce you breakfast, Itlan!
Wow. Hey, this is actually pretty scary.
Come on, Wally! No better, no better, no better, 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 better!
I'm circling the city. Do you see Arthur?
Yes! He's flying right at us!
Without wings. Hick, take the stick.
Is he wearing a dress?
What is going on? Carmelita! The savages are shooting dogs at us!
I'm not waking up.
It's not a dream! Arthur!
Going! Going!
Okay, Itlan. Aztecs, after them!
Carmelita, quick. Do you have any more of your father's inventions on you? You know, something that might get us out of this.
I've got some really good instant coffee, but...
Carmelita?
Justin? Eddie? Danny? Lloyd? Doug?
You know these guys? Who are they?
They're the Aztecs!
No, they're really not...
Not the Aztecs! The Aztecs!
Definitely a dream.
It's not a dream, Arthur. These are the Deertown Aztecs. It's my old grade school baseball team.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Lita! Lita! Carmelita!
Okay, if this isn't a dream, then what was that creepy dog all about?
Well, that certainly was some crash. Are you all right, Dick?
Excuse me? He's speaking to me.
To whom else would I be speaking?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, hey, you're speaking. The book didn't say anything about talking Aztec dogs.
You saved my life, Dick. And for that, I will be your loyal pet forever. It's the law of the jungle.
Oh, I'll call you Speak. Because that's what you do. Oh, I don't know if we can have pets in the apartment. I'll have to ask Arthur. Arthur! My sidekick! My chum!
I gotta save Arthur. Speak, you're wise. Tell me how to get to that secret city.
Carmelita, it's finally you, Itlan.
Wally? Wally Head? What are you doing in Arthur's wings?
You like them? I wore them just for you, Itlan.
What is that Itlan thing you keep doing?
You don't like Itlan? I'll stop Itlan.
Hey, everyone! Hey, guys! Listen up! I now decree that we stop saying Itlan all the time.
Yes, sir, that Carmelita had talent. She could hit, she could throw. It was a darn shame when she sprained her ankle right before the international championships. We would have won for sure with her on the team. Well, you know, if we'd ever actually gotten to the game.
Why? What happened?
Well, the kids, they were acting up on playing, shooting spitballs, running around. You know how kids can be. Violent. He just couldn't take it anymore and bailed out. Name was Corduroy, something or other. You can imagine what happened after that.
Unsettling trend.
We crashed right near these cool Aztec ruins. I had a book on ancient Mexico, so I knew all about this stuff. We decided to stay and live like real live Aztecs.
Isn't it great? No parents, no school, no coach telling you what to do all the time.
There was only one thing missing, Carmelita. You are our star shortstop and the only girl I ever loved. Now you and I can get married and...
We can what?
You know, just like you promised. You said when we grew up, you'd marry me.
I was 11. I only held your hand once. And obviously, you haven't grown up yet.
What are you...
Sun-worshipping dog launchers? You face the Tick! And his dog, Speak!
Get him, guys! Aztec! 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 Neener, neener, neener! Stay back, loser! I've got a crystal skull!
Speak! Cover your head!
We're tied 9-9 at the bottom of the ship. Two men on, and little Davy steps up to the plate. First pitch, a floater high and outside. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Tick! Where's Carmelita?
Well, the guy with the big hat took her. And he's wearing your wings, man.
That does it. He's history. Tick! Get us out of here!
My temple is crawling with them.
Right. Then, press on, boys. Snake hazard! Hurry, boys. I'm your human bridge to safety. It's all in the timing, chum. Ready?
Tick, no! It's hopeless. This place is a labyrinth of terror.
I see your point. Time to unravel this Gordian knot. Spoon!
Let me at him! Come here, you! I'm gonna...
Huh? Oh, looks like she threw only a little chin music. Way to brush him back, Lita.
Well, a gal's gotta know how to take care of herself. I got your wings back, Arthur.
Well, I hope you boys have learned your lesson. In love, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. The right way is to take someone to a movie. The wrong way is to take someone from a movie. Because kidnapping is just plain wrong. And not only that, it's wrong in the eyes of the law. Wally, I'm pretty sure they'll try you as an adult. And I'm not talking about detention, neither. I'm talking about detention! And what have we learned about Aztecs? Well, nothing, really. Because you can't trust everything you read, especially in history books you get from gas stations. But you can trust Speak, right, boy?
Tick, you're not planning on keeping that thing.
Now, boys, don't be a bunch of sore losers. Don't you have something to say to the Tick?
Nice game. Nice game.
Nice game, man.
Yeah, nice game.
Nice game.
Nice game.